Street Library Australia is a not-for-profit established in 2015, which aims to bring the values of sharing education and the community together with the love of books. You may have seen them around, little houses with bundles of joy. Bundles being paper, joy being literary masterpieces. Joining us now is Mel Lake, General Manager of Street Library Australia. Welcome to 2SER Breakfast, Mel. It's lovely to have you impart on us the joy of reading.
Hi, Carlos. Thanks for having me.
What drew you to Street Library Australia?
I was very familiar with them popping up all around where I live geographically, but I was actually fortunate enough to make a connection with the founder of the organisation. So Flo is the gentleman who founded Street Library Australia, and I started working with the organisation in 2022. Personally, I like to do work within the community, and this was perfect for me, and is still something that I enjoy very much because I appreciate the importance of community connections and also, you know, promoting literacy. And something that combines the two of these things is just a lovely thing to be working on.
Absolutely. And it does make it like really accessible, like literally anyone can, you know, walk up to one, take a book, leave a book. But most of our listeners have stumbled across these little book cottages before. What's the protocol for approaching one of these portals of knowledge? Can someone take a book without leaving one? Can someone leave any type of book they like? What's the go?
Yeah, we like to say that there's no rules. So
okay,
our tagline is take a book, give a book, share a book.
Right.
You don't have to leave a book every time you take a book. It's if you have a book to leave, then that's fantastic. If you don't, maybe you want to leave one another time. You can totally just take a book without giving one back. But yeah, we want to encourage people to think about, you know, passing on books that they've read and may no longer have a use for, because it might be the perfect read for someone else to enjoy. So yeah, and it's you know, these street libraries also, they're technically owned by the street librarians who host them. Obviously, there's some on public land, and they're usually owned by a council. But the ones that are hosted on residential properties or businesses, it's up to them to do the caretaking of the street library. So I guess, you know, they may want to curate their street libraries a little, but as I said, we generally think there's no rules. It's just, you know, for a resource for everyone to enjoy. And we hope that people understand that the street librarians are kind of providing a community service. Like, they have set up their street libraries as a way of sharing and promoting literacy and kind of, you know, I guess communicating the values of the organization in general to their community. And so we just, yeah, really believe that people should appreciate when they get it, when they have a street library near them, because it's not necessarily part of infrastructure. It's an initiative that someone's taken to share and connect with their community.
Yeah, it's a real privilege to have one nearby, because whenever I see one, I'm just like, whoa, I like those things. I like seeing them around. So, like, what really is the philosophy behind Street Library Australia?
The organisation was started by Nick to promote literacy and create community connections, become good neighbours, remove barriers to books. So, you know, libraries are fantastic. Traditional libraries are fantastic, and they are completely different from what we do. But, you know, you need to be a member of a library to borrow a book.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah. So if there's a street library, there's just absolutely no barrier. If you can get to a street library, then you can get a book. So what we do, Carlos, is we encourage street librarians to register their street libraries via our website, and then they go on a map. So you can actually type in your location, and you can see what street libraries are near you. So, you know, there's greater density in the more urban areas, but we're just kind of working and trying to encourage people to establish street libraries all over the country. So there are some in really remote parts of the country. So it's just about, hopefully, we hope that we can make books accessible to people who may not have been able to access them so easily previously.
How can councils learn from certain councils, like City of Parramatta Council, which is leading the pack with over 120 street libraries?
Yeah.
Like, yep. What can they sort of learn from that success story?
I really think that the City of Parramatta has set a great example, within their community, because they have established many street libraries, both on public land, and also they've worked with us to donate street libraries to individuals as well.
Oh, cool.
So they actually were working with us very early in the piece, but they have done a lot. They did a lot of work during COVID in particular, and that was to really, I guess, facilitate those connections in a way that was meaningful, despite the fact that people couldn't necessarily, get together
Yeah.
face to face. So people were leaving messages and gifts and things in their street libraries, just kind of encouraging people to keep
Oh, that's
on keeping
lovely.
on. But yeah, I think that part of what is so good about what Parramatta has done is that they have put these street libraries in locations, and they've made this offering to the community, and the community responds well. And some councils, they may have concerns about vandalism or something like that. And I just think that what Parramatta has done has shown that that is not necessarily a barrier to having street libraries in the community. Yes, sometimes they are damaged, and we work with the council to supply the materials to get them repaired, or they have their own works team who can repair them.
Okay.
So, things break, you fix them, but all in all, it's been incredibly successful. It's great for, all cultures, all demographics. There's just no one who couldn't potentially benefit from having a street library in their area.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. Mel, it was lovely to have you on our show.
Thanks for having me, Carlos.